Blog Talk Radio.
One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host and the redesigner here. We come your way each Monday at 7:30 p.m. through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of talented hosts touching on a number of topics. Page through the programming page to find a show, in addition to mine, that may interest you. Well, I would love to hear from you tonight while the show is in session, while the show is going on, while the show is on the air. You can call the studio to become part of the conversation by calling 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. And if you want to talk, please press 1. I hope you guys had a great New Year's. We did. I welcome the new year in with a tall glass of cold Pepsi, thanked God for another year, and went to bed. So it was just as exciting for me as it probably was for you. But I was so happy to have another year. And I always say that, thank God for another year to see. So, tonight's show is all about wallpaper. What a colorful history it has, no pun intended. Wallpaper was born and reborn in a few countries, but it was the Industrial Revolution that took wallpaper to new heights. Yes. It's no surprise that wallpaper is popular, especially in a time when many homeowners and renters are in search of ways to find their home, to make their homes visually pleasing, which is actually what design is. It is what you're looking, it's about what you see and how you feel with what you see. That is, in a nutshell, is what design is. Okay. Now, an article at thisoldhouse.com says wallpaper is an instant decoration. It can take a room and or whatever it's applied to from blah to bold. While it adds style, it masks minor imperfections in plaster and drywall. It has dual roles. Does it? Well, we'll see. Yes, it does. Dual roles indeed. In the Middle Ages, textiles such as wool and silk were used as wall tapestries. They added art and decor to the walls. Creating these pieces was time-consuming and expensive, making them very expensive to buy. Well, in the 1600s, wallpaper was developed as an inexpensive alternative to textiles and became known as tapestries on paper. They were block printed and colored by hand, mimicking fabric. Can you imagine how long that took? While they were block printed, then they came off the press, and then said number of people sat there with little colored pencils or paints or whatever they used and colored the wallpaper, and it mimicked fabric. Yes. Wow, I bet you I'm almost sure that took forever. Wallpaper continued to grow in popularity, but everything changed during the Industrial Revolution. If you remember in your history classes, you learned how the Industrial Revolution changed a lot of things. And wallpaper was the manufacturing of wallpaper was no exception. Then that is when the industrial methods were found to produce wallpaper on a machine in another way. That is when industrial methods were found. The method was developed where wallpaper could be printed. in higher numbers, which this made wallpaper cheaper and readily available to a wider population. It was no longer the cloth, the wool, and the silk that was available to people who could afford it, because the mere time, you know, it was very time consuming, as I said earlier, it was very time consuming to create these tapestries, if you will, of wall and silk. And silk, that's you know, you have to be careful with silk. When I out of a silk like fabric, that takes time, because it's not like the cotton, you know, that you can just kind of pull together and stitch it together. No, silk takes time, and because wool is so thick and coarse, it takes time. So I can understand that to make the tapestries as it all began in the Middle Ages, I'm sure that, you know, that took time. But now this method has come that would make wallpaper readily available to everyone. Okay, now the dual process, or the dual duties of the early wallpaper, goes back to construction sort of methods, because not only did it decorate the wall, but it also insulated the wall. When I was doing the research on this, I didn't realize that wallpaper was like a blanket, could have been, you know, like a blanket to make the insides of our homes warmer than they would have been without it. While making all the pretties, but also it had a function other than the look, as to making our areas warmer. Designs and patterns were tried and moved wallpaper along the design trail fast. Recent developments in digital printing has brought a new generation of artists and designers to the medium. Wallpaper is a medium. It is for artists and designers to create, to go on your walls, because the more design moves forward, people are enjoying looking at, you know, their walls not beige, not white, not green. Not, I mean, with texture and feeling, and so wallpaper being, as I said earlier, being the easiest way to do that. I mean, you know, this old house said it is immediate design. So that's why I think, that's what I think. I think that wallpaper, with all its designs and all its textures, now that it, you know, after it, that the, of course, Industrial Revolution brought all of this to us, and now with the digital, the way the digital printing is doing it, wallpaper is even more, is more like fabric, the look of fabric. But we'll get to that. We're going to talk about that too. Now, it is a medium, and I guess we know that, and it yields large scale murals and unexpected patterns, because hey, there is no breaks on design. When people are sitting out there right now thinking of how they can redesign make something to help someone redesign their homes, to give our homes that life back, to give, you know, to give, feel more, you know, make it feel more livable inside our homes. There's someone out there right now thinking about how they can help us do that. Yes. So wallpaper today goes far beyond our mother's wallpaper that was filled with flowers and color to make you say, huh, what, really? While the conventional options are still available, like the flowery gardens, designs in wallpaper can mimic wood, leather, mosaic tiles, geometric designs, and more. Materials that make up wallpaper today include vinyl, textured grass cloth, and other decorative motifs. Yes, wallpaper is used on the wall, but it's no longer just for walls. One can decorate bookcases and furniture pieces, and even create a framed collage on the wall with different patterns that will complement the room's design. Some wallpaper is not a permanent arrangement. There are some that can be applied and removed. HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams is just that collection to see that sort of wallpaper that is no longer permanent. It is no longer permanent. They've created ways in which to be able to apply it. We're going to take a short break. I appreciate you joining me tonight. Come on back on the other side of the break to hear more about today and about the creation of wallpaper. We'll be right back.
Hello all, this is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Thank you for tuning in to our show tonight. We are on air each Monday night at 7:30 p.m. and then again on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. We talk all things home, from its interior redesign to house cleaning tips to ways to maintain it. Through research, industry updates, and more, we try to give you the best information that we can. Our homes are our castles. Dorothy said it best when she said in The Wizard of Oz, there is no place like home. I keep that in mind when I am charged with redesigning a space or offering tips on redesign. If you want to join us, feel free to do so. If you are interested in sponsoring the show, please visit our website. Three options of sponsorship are available. Also, if you'd like to advertise doing a show, you can order that at the One Designer, Two Ideas website. You can also see the items, the decor items that we design to add design to your homes. The inventory may be low right now, but will increase as time goes on. So please check back often. You can pay your sponsorship or purchase our items securely through PayPal by entering our store. That address is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. That's www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Now, back to our show.
Hey, all, and thank you for coming back with me. You're listening to One Designer, Two Ideas, and we are talking about wallpaper and the history of it and where it came from to where it is today. And we were talking before the break, we were talking about HGTV's Home by Sherwin-Williams. It's just a collection that to see all the different ways that wallpaper can be put on the wall and can come off the wall. Okay, so I wanted to just make sure HGTV has partnered with Sherwin-Williams to create a collection of paints, wallpapers, and different items to add decor to your home. And the wall, and as I said, wallpaper is certainly part of it, but it also coordinates with the paint that they also include. So HGTV by Sherwin-Williams is a collection of designed, coordinate, perfectly coordinated pieces of paint, and wallpapers to come together. That includes borders to come together and create a design in our rooms. They are easily changed out. They remove simply by pulling them off the wall. There are no special tools or solvents needed to take them off. They are stable wallpapers. They won't expand or contract, and there are no more seam separations. Wow. Breathable. They are breathable. They prevent moisture from being trapped below the paper, and they are fully washable, environmentally friendly, and our non-vinyl wall coverings. That is what they have created, that Sherwin-Williams has created with HGTV. These wallpapers coordinate with the hues and shades that they've created in their paint collections. So can you imagine that you could even buy small rolls of wallpaper from Dollar Tree for just a dollar? I keep saying that Dollar Tree ain't nothing to play with. They have almost everything. While they do not have the Sherwin-Williams collection that you can find at Sherwin-Williams stores, and I love visiting the stores. I went to one, I think, about 2 weeks ago, and I saw the wallpaper, and it is very textured. It is very, very nice. And the good thing about it, I think, is that they, at Sherwin-Williams, they offer the information to help. They help you in any way they can to talk to you about how to apply it, how to get it off, what you need to do to prep the walls for the wallpaper. And any information actually that you need, their staff is quickly there to assist you. Now, if you can wallpaper, now with their wallpaper, I think with any, really in any wallpaper, you can, you either can do the entire wall, you can add a border, or you can create a focal wall with wallpaper, or as small as adding a decal. You can just add a decal to the wall. All of this is really where wallpaper has gone from its beginnings in the 1600s, when people were actually hired to color in the lines, I guess you, if you will, to create wallpaper, to where we are now, where actually computers and machines are creating these beautiful tapestries. Tapestries on paper. That is what wallpaper is today. I love it. Now, it can be a DIY project, or you can hire a pro wallpaper installer. Yes, they do exist. Applying wallpaper can be a daunting task, but if you have the time, can follow the directions and have an able assistant, you know, you're Batman and you need Robin, you can make this a weekend job. I found how-to instructions at thisoldhouse.com and also at hgtv.com, among a number of other websites that are out there to help you put up wallpaper. I will post those addresses at the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page, and you can and as I always say, you can research it for yourself before starting the project. If you are that type that likes to change up every now and again and want to remove or change the look in your rooms, make sure the wallpaper that you are applying, that you are buying, that you have purchased, that you like, is removable before applying it. I think it's info that's needed. I know many people, my friend Pauline and her boyfriend, they removed wallpaper from the kitchen of their home, and it was a daunting task. She talked about it on Facebook, and I already knew that taking wallpaper down was a daunting task, as it is a task in and of itself. But these are things that I think if you want them to be removable, these are things that you might need to know before you get into the process of even purchasing it. If you go to Sherwin-Williams, just make sure you're getting the wallpaper that can be removed from the walls. Renters, this would be a really good thing for renters, because they could actually put up a design while they're there renting for a year or two, and then when they move, they can take it with them. Won't have to worry about the damaging the wall, because it will just come off on its own. So these are things that to look for. Can I take this wallpaper down? I know many people removing wallpaper from kitchens of homes that they bought. From what they tell me, it is no picnic. I will also post how to remove grandma's wallpaper too. I've got some websites I found, and I'll put them on the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page, and you can read them if you'd like. Listen, if you've had any experiences with wallpaper, putting it up or taking it down, give us a call here in the studio. It's 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. We'll be right back. Hey, hey, and thank you for coming back with me. This is One Designer, Two Ideas. You're listening to Pam, and we are talking about wallpaper, its history, its beginnings, and where it is today. We left off before the break, and we were talking about removing wallpaper from walls. We talked about ways in which to do that. I said to you, and I'm going to remind you again, that I did post some information on the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page that will hopefully help if you are in the middle of, if you bought a home or you want to make some changes to a room that has wallpaper in it and, you know, you want to take it down. And I will, at the end of this show, there will be some information certainly on how to do that. If you would want to just bypass DIY altogether when it comes to taking down and putting up wallpaper in your homes, and you just want to pick the design and wallpaper, return home to find it done, then you can look for a pro wallpaper installer. Yes, they honestly do exist. I found fees. I did do the research, and I found fees kind of all over the place. I guess it depends on where you live and really how much you want to spend. But you can research and find someone in your area that can help you at a price that you want to pay. Compare shopping. That's what is good, I think, any situation. Well, I hope that this show was helpful to you. I try every week to give you information and tips. And again, as I said so many times, that I learned doing this show. I guess I didn't know there were people that actually, there were pro wallpaper installers that, you know, that you could call and they can come and help you. I kind of thought that a lot of painters do that, but then I did find out when I contacted one painter that's not the standard. That's not every painter hangs wallpaper. And I guess when I do research, I find out things that, you know, that I thought were true or was the norm, and then I find out that, well, it's not, and then here is something else that is. And I learn when I do the research for these shows, I try my best to pass it on so that you guys are informed if this is something that you're interested in doing. Wallpaper, as I said, my friend Pauline, they spent their vacation taking down wallpaper in their home, and she posted pictures and showed the effort that it took. I had already scheduled this show about wallpaper, but I was kind of glad that she shared that information with us, with her friends on Facebook, because I was able to see the steps that she was making, the progress that they were making to get the wallpaper off the wall. And from talking to so many people, I know that I've not had to deal with it, you know, myself, but I know wallpaper is an animal that sometimes it demands a lot of attention. And I'm very happy to know that there are wallpapers out there that are being created that just peel off the wall, and that should save people some time, some effort, and hopefully some money. So that's exactly what we want to do. We want to redesign our homes, and we don't always have to spend a lot of money to do that. And I always stress that point as well. Redesigning our homes, it doesn't have to. You don't have to live in a subdivision to have a redesigned home that looks like it could be in a magazine. It just takes some thought. It takes a lot of research. It takes you deciding what you want and how you want to go about it, and then trying to find the information to continue on with your, if you want to do a DIY or you want to hire someone to help you with that. But what we do here at One Designer, Two Ideas is to give the information, hopefully, that these are things that you guys may need help with, that you might have. And, you know, I want to touch on them so that you will not, you won't be without the information that you need. So I'm hoping that that this was helpful to you. And I always tell you guys, if you have any questions about this show or any One Designer, Two Ideas show, feel free to leave them at the Facebook page. And that address, I want to give that to you, is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That, again, that is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. Okay, we will be here on Thursday at 10 p.m. with our decor short and preview show. And then we will return next Monday at this 7:30 hour with our full-length show. But before we go tonight, I want to share with you the One Designer, Two Ideas worthwhile moment. It parks at Operation Finally Home. Okay. Honoring heroes with homes. Operation Finally Home is a national nonprofit organization with a unique network of experienced builders, suppliers, and supporters dedicated to building homes for wounded, ill, or injured veterans, surviving spouses, and their families. We bring to, and this is them, this is their mission statement. We bring together home builders, the military, and communities to build custom mortgage-free homes for America's military heroes and the widows of the fallen, those who have worn America's uniforms and sacrificed so much to defend our freedoms and values, providing a strong foundation to help them move forward with their lives. It is our honor to unite all of those who respect and value the sacrifice of America's veterans and their families. They ask, they are in need, they ask for their donations, and I'll give you, make sure that I give you their website, but you can help Operation Finally Home fulfill its mission in one of the following ways. You can give cash or credit, you can send them a check, or you can give monthly to the organization. They are in need. It says they Operation Finally Home's efforts to raise a dollar cost only 2 cents. Supporting the organization is an efficient and wise way to give a gift that goes directly into a home for a wounded veteran. They need, and they have on their information sheet, they say they need builders and builders associations, developers, of course, the heroes. So tonight, the One Designer, Two Ideas worthwhile project is Finally Home, Operation Finally Home. Their website, and that will be also at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page, but I'll give it to you. It's www.operationfinallyhome, all together, operationfinallyhome.org. Again, that is www.operationfinallyhome.org. That is our worthwhile moment for this One Designer, Two Ideas show. We really do appreciate you joining us. We thank you, and we look forward to talking to you on Thursday. Please have a good night. I'm going to go to the hospital.